Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. For more information on the films and showtimes and other details, check out the gatewayfilmcenter.com. 3, 2, check out gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics, and we're going to look ahead. Well, we're going to look back and forward.
Both.
Okay?
Right.
We're going to look back to the classics that were the original Star Wars films, yep. Episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
Just to keep you straight.
Right.
And then we'll glance really sort of briefly backwards to Episodes 1, 2, and 3, which were awful. And then talk a little bit about what's coming next, Episodes 7, 8, and 9, because Disney has acquired the rights to the Star Wars franchise, John, and Star Wars geeks everywhere are really excited that we're going to have a new movie, because nothing can be worse than those last three that George Lucas cranked out.
Well, as I understand, the rumor is that Harrison Ford is going to be back for sure in Episode 7, and then they're talking with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill.
Right. Who I can't imagine would ever decline this
opportunity. No, I know. Although he's been doing voiceover work apparently very successfully.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that they would have Carrie Fisher. I don't think she looks at all
close to what
you would hope.
Maybe they can, computer, thin her out a little.
I know.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Right. In 1977, I'm in Boston with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I see an ad in the paper for this futuristic movie.
Right.
We go. We're speechless.
It's amazing. Changes everything.
So how could you dump on the first three movies when they were brilliant? A myth.
No. I'm not dumping on the first three.
Oh.
I'm dumping on the second three.
Oh, okay.
Which
good.
Are prequels. So they're episodes 1, 2, and 3.
There you go.
See,
oh, very good.
I tried to lay this out for you before.
When you were talking, I thought you said the first three, but then I, of course,
the originals are 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, okay.
The prequels are 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they're very good.
There's nothing that those prequels, 1, 2, and 3, lack all soul. They completely contradict in spirit and tone everything that the first three movies were about. They're excremental. they're very nearly worthless. There's so many things wrong with it. It was like, you should go. One of my coworkers at the Gateway Film Center suggested that you check out one of these. There's a video where a guy says, here's on YouTube, where he explains, here's how episodes 1, 2, and 3 could have been great. And then he lays it out.
Okay.
I won't waste your time here, but it's something to listen to because I think he's really smart. So, in other words, here's what's going on. I'm both excited and terrified at the prospect of new Star Wars movies. They've hired J.J. Abrams to direct Episode 7.
And they actually considered Steven Spielberg and some other very fine
directors. Well, Spielberg would never do it.
I understand. But they offered it to J.J. Abrams, who has a terrific pedigree.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? How about Star Trek?
One movie?
No.
That movie's...
How about Super 8?
Problematic as... Super 8. What a mess. There's nothing... J.J. Abrams has done nothing to prove that he's the guy for this job. They should have gone with a filmmaker like Duncan Jones, who directed Source Code and Moon.
No.
Remember Moon? Or Ryan Johnson, who did Looper. Somebody with a little hunger. Somebody's a little hungry. Somebody who has something to add to the canon. J.J. Abrams is just... first of all, you don't get to direct Star Trek and Star Wars. Why do you get to do both?
He's gonna...
And here's what I'm really afraid of, is he's going to fall back on some bullcrap time travel device so that he can have young Han Solo and old Han Solo, or young Luke Skywalker and old Skywalker. J.J. Abrams, arguably the best work that guy's done is Mission Impossible 3.
All right. Is that bad?
Well, it doesn't show that he deserves to shepherd the next Star Wars movie into fruition.
Apparently, Disney is promising two standalone features, one with Han Solo and one with Boba Fett.
Now, you need to leave your mistake in there because it's so great that you don't know Boba Fett. Okay. Boba Fett. Boga Fett? Boba Fett?
He's some dude all dressed up in a uniform. I don't know who he is. I missed him.
Yeah, you never saw Boba Fett?
No, I don't know. I just somehow.
When's the last time you saw these movies?
I have no idea.
So you haven't seen the originals in years, probably. Have you ever seen the? You've seen the remakes, right? Or the prequels, rather.
Yeah. I've seen them all.
Okay.
But you're talking a few years ago when you were a babe. Yeah. When I saw that thing, so I couldn't remember who he was. But they're promising standalones, which may be a good thing.
It could be. I mean, there's so many different ways to take it, you know? I wish I actually had somebody here who can speak about this with some sort of authority. I really can't. I can only speak to you as a kid who grew up with those first three movies, adored them, waited, you know, I can remember when the lights went down, when George Lucas brought the prequels, you know, episode one. And I can remember when the lights went down and that Star Wars scrawl came up and the fanfare began. Your heart as a movie lover just sort of soared for a minute. And then it was like, you know, a vulture plucked it out of the sky and you know, brought it crashing down to the ground and then defecated on it.
Well, it's very difficult to duplicate the power of the Death Star, for instance.
Yeah.
Some of the Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi, some of these characters who are now legendary.
Yeah.
Be very difficult in any way to repeat.
Right, I get it. I just think that Lucas was so far off base. I know that he could never duplicate the magic, the heart, the adventure. However, what he did was take all the elements that made it human and just sort of scrap them. He overthought it. You know, the Force, the first three movies are all about the Force, right? How you can tap into some sort of power in your own soul, your own spirit, and sort of wield it over evil and wield it over the physical world. Now, here's what he does. In the sequels, they measure who has the Force through, it's something called midichlorians. It's a genetic thing. The fact that he even thought that up shows you how far gone that guy was by the time he even picked up his...
Well, where do you go when you have that brilliant bar scene in the first Star Wars, when you have all those characters, when Stanley Kubrick himself would not put any aliens in 2001 because he didn't think you could do it. But take a look at what Lucas does with just that bar scene. You got everything from turtles to snakes.
Because it's physical, John.
Yes.
Because they're puppets. They're people in costumes. They're makeup effects.
Yes.
You know, the other movies are just populates it all with CG. Here's what the YouTube guy said, which is great. The episodes 1, 2, and 3 shouldn't have been about young Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. And it should have been about Obi-Wan, young Obi-Wan Kenobi battling Darth Maul. And Anakin becomes, he loses Anakin along the way and he becomes Darth Vader.
Okay.
That's a, you know, he simplifies it. Like the first three stories are simple.
Yes.
And, you know, they should hire this guy. They should hire the YouTube guy to direct this movie.
Well, the advantage of the first three as well is that he's picking from myths that we all know. And you can go from the Odyssey through Ivanhoe, through anything that we have today, which is a journey of discovery with fabulous characters, swashbuckling innocence.
Exactly. I remember when my dad took me to see the first one. We didn't know, like you said, when you were in Boston.
Yeah.
You didn't know what it was. No. We didn't know what it was. We went to the movies. We came back home and my mom said, "So how was it?" And my dad said, "It was great. It was like a Western in space."
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That simplicity has long since been lost.
I thought it was curious, too, about the ways you can think of this. Zack Snyder, you remember, who had directed 300.
Right. And some other awful things.
Right.
He's about to direct Man of Steel.
Okay, is he? Oh, my. Was going to do a standalone of Star Wars based upon the Seven Samurai.
Yeah, well...
And I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was planned to do so. This just gives you an idea of the richness in this world that Lucas has created.
Yeah.
And you know what it's worth? It's worth $4 billion. That's what Disney bought it for.
Right.
Can you imagine creating something like that and having that worth?
Of course. And then when you talk about $4 billion, you can maybe begin to conceive of how he lost sight of what was important.